I'm not going to let the devil have my thinking and have my life. I know you're not either. Praise God. Let's go to John 15, and we're going to have some fun. We're going to do, let's just do sort of an expository teaching. We'll just flow through like that. And it'll be on this subject, I am the true vine. Yes. Okay, I am. So we're on, actually this is the seventh, number seven of the I ams that Jesus said. So we're not doing them in order. I just sense this is where we need to go. So I was feel like the Holy Spirit put us here. So just remember, the I ams help us to know who we are. And they, you know, it's a proclamation, it's proclamations that point to Jesus' unique identity and his purpose. So, and I believe that in the context here, you know, John really starts revealing things that you know, the other disciples, they revealed things, the writers of the Gospels did, but he really comes out with some revelation that's deeper, really talking about what Jesus said. I mean, he put it down in a unique way. And so I believe that what he was trying to get across to the disciples right here is, though, he was not going to be with them in the flesh anymore. He was going to be leaving. But I believe that he's saying, I'm going to be your trunk. I'm going to be your vine. You know, the Bible uses trees and plants all the time. The fig tree, the sycamine tree, the olive tree. Paul used the olive tree. Jesus talked about the fig tree being like Israel. And so now we have Jesus here talking about being the vine. I'm thinking that's grapevine. And so he's using a point here. So we'll start with verse 1 here. I am the vine, and my Father is the vine dresser, or the King James says husbandman. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every one that bears fruit, he prunes it so that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken to you. So you are clean, or you are pruned by the word that's spoken. So what is pruned? The King James says purgeth, I think, instead of prune. So the original uses of the word, though, are cleanse. You would be cleansed. So how do you get clean? Through the word that Jesus is speaking. The word cleanses you. It's the washing of the water of the word. So like right now, we're all taking a shower. We're just getting washed by the water of the word. So the word cleanses you. It prunes you, not trouble. Trouble's not cleaning you. The word cleans you. Now, verse 4, abide in me and I in you, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it remains in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. So what we're talking about here is constant contact. We're talking about abiding. We're talking about dwelling in him. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. So anything you're going to do in life, if it's going to be worth anything, it's going to be because you were tied to the vine. Not just out there doing it on your own and then going into Jesus and saying, I think I did pretty good. No, it's him working through you. The vine pushes sap through the branches, and then fruit comes. Am I right? Yes. Okay, so if anyone does not abide in me, he's cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. We're going to explain that a little bit. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done to you. In this, my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you shall be my disciples. So here we're noticing that word abide. That's the word meno. It's 3366 in the Greek. And it's much like root. It's like root. It means to remain stable, to be fixed in a state, to remain or be present, to be present in a place. You're abiding in that place. Kind of like he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High. You're in this place. Okay. Now, verse 7, if you abide in me and my word abides in you, you will ask what you will, it shall be done unto you. The word if is big here. It's a conditional word. So if you abide in me, and then my word abides in you, not abide in my word, but the word abides in you. Not abide in my word, but the word abides in you. It's living in you. It's living in you. You think about it. You think about the word. You think about what you read this morning. You think about the verse that you're meditating on or that you keep praying about what you're working on, okay? So it's abiding in you. It says you will ask what you will and it will be done. Now that, Jesus said that, church. This is not a word and faith statement. Jesus said, if you abide in me and my word abides in you, you will ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. Okay, so here is my Father, and herein is my Father glorified. So, by answered prayer, God is glorified. See, we need to have the joy of answered prayer, but we need to understand that when our prayers are answered, God is glorified. It's his will, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And so how is heaven? It's good. And so we want God's will on earth. And so if you're abiding in him, you're going to pick up what he wants. You're not just out here. You're not just a church goer. There's a lot of just church going Christians. I don't want to be that. I want to be friend of God. Servant, son, daughter. That's what I want to be. I don't want to, I'm hungering after him. I don't want to just be, okay, that was really good. See y'all next Sunday. I want to take what he's doing. I was just praying on the way over here, and I know you probably do this too. I was just praying. I said, Lord, you've been so good to me. I just pray that I've done something in my life that has blessed you. You know, do y'all do that too? Like, I just want to think that I blessed you somehow. Because first of all, you saved me from hell. And then you saved me by teaching me this message. You saved me from hell on earth. Because I don't know about y'all, but I don't live in hell on earth. Thank you, Jesus, for that. It's not about being the preacher. It's about being the Christian who abides. And so I want God to be glorified, so we pray these things. And interesting enough, and y'all know this, y'all are veterans at this, but if you delight yourself in the Lord, he'll give you the desires of your heart, meaning that he knows what you like, he knows what he likes, he can get those things together, and it can bring forth the most beautiful fruit. Knowing that he is the vine should help your genius. What you do best. It should help your genius. Yes. Amen. Do y'all get that? Yeah. You're like, well, I'm not a genius. You are about something. Amen. You're genius enough to go to a Word and Faith church. Yeah. I'm kidding. I'm not kidding. You're genius enough to go to church. Everybody has their own message, but this is where we were called. Uh-huh. But you're genius enough to know to abide in God. And what his word will do. Amen. That word, when it said, I'll just throw this in for fun too. I didn't have this in my notes, but I thought about it. If you abide in me and my rhema abides in you. The living word, the spoken word. Not just that you read this or you memorized this, but you're chewing on something. You know, it would just behoove you to chew on that verse 7. If I'm abiding in you and your word's abiding in me, what do you want me to pray? Amen. What can I ask for? Can we do this? Can I do that? Do you think this is okay? Is this coming from you? If it's not, I'll drop it right now. One of the greatest things I ever learned was from Gloria Copeland. In fact, I learned what I'm preaching to you right now from Gloria Copeland, come to think of it. But when she was planning that big home, she went to the Lord and she said, now, Lord, this is getting big. I'm dreaming, so it's getting big. Well, the Lord loves that. But she said, if this is not of you, I'll go throw it all in the trash and never mention it to you again. Now, when you start getting an attitude like that, you're going to go big in God. You'll go big in God when you start saying, oh, that's not you, throw it off the table. Instead of keep going back, but don't you think, Lord, but couldn't we, Lord? No. Yes or no, Lord? And push it up, because if it's not it, what you're thinking, there's something way better. Amen. Well, that was free. That helped me. I hope it helped you. So, wouldn't it be life just be wonderfully simple if there were just only one thing that truly mattered? If there's just one thing that truly mattered, wouldn't it just be great if one factor determined your success? If just one thing, just all that confusion, all of the clutter, it just would suddenly disappear, and instead of constantly juggling priorities, you'd always just know what to put first. It'd be so easy. Newsflash. There is, in fact, only one real key to victory in life, just one, a living connection with God. That is the main thing. When you're not a branch broken off, when you're connected. So interesting thing, right before church, I got a message from our internet company. And so it said, we're having trouble. So what happens? Our air conditioners are connected by phone. Our equipment back there is connected. And so those things have been disconnected. Now, John manually has the air blowing, and they've done what they need to do up there, certainly. But think about it. Yeah. That's as simple as it is. Do you have a connection? Yeah. I mean, how many bars are flowing to that tonight? How many bars you got up in your spirit right now? What's flowing on you? It's like that little internet sign. Do you have a weak signal or do you have a good signal? Because if the word's abiding in you, that signal will be strong. Listen, you don't have to get legalistic about this and just bam, 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 bam. Go, I got to, no, you just find something to eat in the scripture. Just find something to eat. And just start talking about it. And just start thinking about it. Just start working on it. Just start, I said this to you on Sunday. When we first started, we went so hard at it. And we would confess 949 times. We had to, because we were so far out there. We didn't understand any of this. So we confessed and confessed and confessed and confessed until we finally believed it. But now I can pick up a scripture and get nourishment out of it pretty quick. In fact, Ron quoted a scripture to me last Sunday, and I'm still chewing on it. You'll restore my health and heal my wounds. I just picked that up, and I thought, if he's quoting that, I'm going to quote it too. I'm going to start quoting, and I've been quoting that. God will heal your wounds. Thank you, Lord, that you heal my wounds. Thank you, Lord, that you restore health to me. Just whatever it is that you're working on, or whatever it is you're flowing in. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. You just start meditating, quote, eating that word and confessing that word. Something's going to come out of it. And that's part. Now, look, that's only part of your dwelling with him, being connected to him. And I'll tell you the rest in just a moment. But so there are helpful spiritual gauges to check why you're having unanswered prayer. Okay, if your prayers aren't getting answered, you can check out some things. Why aren't you getting the victory? That would be something that you would need to look at. So you would look at unforgiveness. Probably be number one. Not walking in love. Are you flowing in joy? There's a lot of scriptures about that you serve the Lord in gladness and joyful and not all cranky and, So now those are they'll help in tracking down causes for failure, but ultimately your success stems from your vital, continual contact with Jesus. Well, Pastor, I don't know how I can think about God all day long. Oh, that's easy. All you got to do is every once in a while say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Even when something's blowing up, thank you, Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. You're the answer. Jesus is the answer. Thank you for it, Lord. Lynn Hammond taught us one time, she said, you can just hum. You can just get on a frequency and just hum, and you'll stay in there in that zone all the time. You could just go, you know, so in our staff office, probably about every 7, 8, 10 minutes, you'll hear somebody singing something or praying. They'll go along and you'll hear somebody, you know, you just hear somebody. Praise God for that. You're like, well, I'm in public. Well, you know, you can just say it under your breath. Thank you, Lord. Do it all the way to work. Get to work when you can. Thank you, Jesus. Just move. You just stand. What are you doing, Lord? What are you saying? What should I say right now? What should I do? What's the most, or should I just be quiet? Whatever it is, you just keep flowing in that. It makes life a whole lot easier. You actually can do that. So that's the main thing. And it's the one factor that really governs all the other things. So if you're in constant contact with the Lord, those other qualities will flow naturally from your heart. It's a lot easier to forgive if you haven't gotten out here on your flesh. Well, how do you get out there on your flesh? You listen to the enemy. You listen to the enemy, and then you talk it, and you go and talk to someone, your friend or your spouse or someone about it, and it eats you up, and then you continue on it, and then you go back to it again, and then man, I tell you what, I've won a lot of battles by just shutting up. Amen. I'm telling the devil to shut up, yeah. If I could just speak frankly. So, but you, when you maintain that living contact, the love and the joy and the forgiveness come easier. So, you know, when they cut you off on the road and you just kind of wish you could speed up in a little bit and just, you know, the stuff like that won't bother you. You'll be like, Lord, I pray for them. I pray everyone's safe around them. You know, stuff like that. And I know that's a simple explanation, a simple example, but just things like that. Even, remember we used to talk about touch fouls. People say things to you, and you get past that. Amen? Okay, so how do you abide? What is that living contact? Well, it's keeping the lines of communication open between the two of you, between you and God. You don't have to shut down. It's there. It means going about your daily activities in such a way that you're always available to hear from heaven, which can be very helpful in a crisis. Yep. Amen. So you don't have to memorize a lot of do's and don'ts to do this. Amen. All you have to do is keep that continual flow. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. God, thank you for wisdom. You know, one of the best things in life to do is to read Proverbs every year. It's so filled with wisdom, and a lot of it's about your mouth and behaving and knowing how to submit to authority and stuff like that. It's just so good. Challenging yourself with the fact that you could actually be wrong about something. Yeah. Isn't that the truth? I said that to the Lord today. I said, I know I'm wrong about a lot of things, but I know you can correct it. Amen. That's the way we got to live. Well, I'm not. I'm always right. You're wrong about that. Glory to God. And that's, of course, in all the pride scriptures. Amen. So he's continually speaking words into your heart. All the time, he's speaking words into your heart by the Holy Ghost, that Spirit of God living on the inside of you. And what you do is you tune into his frequency. You tune into him. What was it, Spirit 105, a little more?
Nine.
So if I wanted to hear Mac, I had to tune in. I couldn't just go to 105 because there was something else there. Mm-hmm. What was it? Y'all remember? It was another channel. But when you got to the nine, you could hear Mac's voice. Right. You could hear him talking. In fact, I heard my voice a couple times on there. And you could hear the channel that you wanted to hear. It's the same thing with the Lord, just... What are you doing today, Lord? What are you doing? Where are we today? Is there a particular verse? Is there a particular thought? Who can I love today? Who can I give to today? I'm putting my giving hat on now. Who can I pray for today? What's going on today? It's not all about us, right?
Amen.
Amen. I think if I could get over anything to the people of God, it'd be to stop striving to prove yourself. You're already in. You're already in. All you got to do is relax. Flow with what God says and just say yes and be obedient about it. Just be obedient about it. Just, you know, if you make a mistake, he'll correct you and then he'll direct you and you'll go the right way instead of getting all stressed out about it. And just, it just, there's just too much of that. Amen? So, Galatians 3:3 says this, having begun in the Spirit, I stay in the Spirit, and I am made perfect. How about that? Isn't that good? So if you remain in constant contact with God, all the power of heaven is at your disposal. The angels are available right now. So, you know, how would you like to be in such harmony with God that he did everything you asked him to do? Well, Jesus said here in John, right here, that kind of power is made available to everyone who's in union with Jesus. If you're in union with him, it's there. You have that power. I don't know how much we really believe that, but we need to. If you're abiding in him, things can go your way. So Monday morning, Max sent me a text and say, there's a hail sale. A hail sale. That's good. What was it?
Corn?
A hail core. It's a hail core. It sounds like a new business. Welcome to Hail Corp. No. And he said, but it won't touch you. So he made his declaration. So I just agreed back with him. And so right after that, Art called in and said, I'm having to stay sheltered here. And then John called in and said, I'm staying sheltered here. And then I called Danny and I said, don't go to the church yet. And she said, I'm already there. So everybody was in their place. And then all of a sudden I heard the roof go bump, 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 bump. And I just stepped out there and I said, no, it was gone. It was totally gone. We got good rain and that's all we got. If you abide in me,
yes.
Hail leave, blessings come,
amen.
Protection come, rain come, money come, health come, love come,
amen.
Divine appointments come,
amen.
Rest come.
Yes.
Belongs to us. Amen.
Amen.
So, we just have to stop compromising and allowing the things of the world to eat away our time. Just take some time. Just take some time with God. There's so many things you can think about. So think about how important words are. Everything that is said is so important. I was thinking about, do y'all remember Absalom? He's David's son. Remember he had the long hair? And I don't know if you ever thought about this, but a few chapters before Absalom dies, David makes his statement. The person who is against us, I'm just kind of quoting it here, their hair will not touch the ground. And I thought, I never noticed that before. That's something brand new after 40 years. That was something brand new to me because Absalom's hair got caught in a tree. And then, right?
That's right?
His hair did not touch the ground. Out of that one authoritative command. Isn't that cool? Not cool that that had to happen to his son, but it did because he became an enemy to his father. But it's just interesting. I wonder if we know the power of what we're holding, what we really have. That's why Jesus said, pray for your enemies. Pray for them because you could actually speak some things that could cause hurt. Because you're the one with the power.
Yeah.
Amen. You're like, oh, I didn't know that. Okay. No. No. Remember, judgment will come back to you.
Yeah.
Amen. Not going there. Praise the Lord. All right. So, we just need to start asking for what we need, what we want, and for God to meet the needs of other people. Just start asking for it. People's names will come up that you haven't thought about, and I don't know when. So, anybody used to watch TBN?
Oh, yeah.
Remember TBN? Okay, Ronnie probably remembers this person, but maybe some of you others do. You remember McKenna Moringa? She was a doctor. And she, McKenna Moringa, y'all remember her? Okay, somebody remember? Okay, beautiful black lady. Her name came up to me today. Just interesting. Well, what a fine person. I haven't seen or thought about her or her legacy or what's going on with her, but that's an interesting name to come up. It's a little harder to think about than John Doe, so you got to know it's the Holy Ghost. Thank God for the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Do y'all have names come up to you? People you hadn't thought about in a long time? Are people you have thought about, but here they come again, you know? I get your children's names sometimes. I get different ones of you come up on a different day. And God has me praying. Sometimes more than other times. Amen. And that's what we do. Amen. All right. So I really think that we don't need to be shy about our asking, because God has giving us those thoughts. God is giving us what we need. We just need to be bold and know that when we give God priority in our lives, He's going to give us priority in His life. Now, that's just true. You know, the best boss you ever had was when you gave them priority, then you found favor with them. There wasn't a war. You don't have a war with them. You're like, I'm gonna make your life better. I'm coming to work for you. I'm going to make your life better. And so you get in there and you work and you make their life better and they appreciate it. And then you have their full attention. That's what Timothy's do. That's what people do who really want to make progress. I've said this to y'all 1,000 times. I'll say it again. If you're bucking your boss, if you're rebellious, if you think you're in charge of the company, you need to quit and give your boss a break, because you're not helping them. Amen. You got to flow with what's going on. Well, I'm not going to do what they tell me to do. See, that it's their company. And the Bible says when you're responsible for another man's business, then eventually you'll succeed in your own. You work toward that. So you have to comply to those things. And God has that rolling around on the inside of you all the time. Now, I'm not talking about doing evil things. If they ask you to do something against the Word of God, absolutely say no. But if it's just talking about doing your job, because once you make your place, they'll start getting your opinion. I mean, you'll start getting, I'm thinking boss place. I know in my life that once someone has proved their loyalty to me, I'll start asking them their opinion. I don't want it before then. Not if I don't know that they're loyal. Amen. If it's just all about them, I don't care. But once you get to flowing in that, I don't know why I'm off on that, but I guess we need to hear it. We need to think about it. Well, I'll tell you why, because we need to raise our children like that. Our children need to know how to approach business, how to approach life. They need to know what's right. Humility is right. Honor is right. Submitting to whoever you work for is right. All of those things are right. Amen. Okay, we'll finish up here. So, whoever really loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and will show, reveal, or manifest myself to him. That's John 14:21 in the Amplified. So, he's This is what he's saying, and I got this from a man named Rufus Mosley. Y'all probably read after him at some time in your life. He's a great man of God. But he said, life in Jesus is gloriously easy. It has one responsibility, the responsibility of remaining in union. And if you stay in union with me, I'll take care of everything else. So good. I think this is where we need to say, mind your business. Mind your business. Mind your business. Stay on. Yeah, none of you. Jesse. Yeah. It's just truth. So stay in your lane. Well, you know, I think the boss has a problem. Well, I wouldn't mind my own business on that and pray. Because the boss probably does have a problem. Everybody has something, right? But the idea is not to shift over into those kind of things to where you're deciding that you're the one that's going to help them. That's not how things work in order. That's what Satan did. That's what Lucifer did. He said, no, I know what to do better. I know what to do better. It's a very dangerous place to be. And so when God is showing us and moving and telling us, we just flow in that, and we'll be the most important, valuable person in the place when we do those kinds of things. Amen? When we just do what God says to do. I don't know why we're off on workplace, but it'll work anywhere. It'll work with just you and God in your room. That you let him be in charge. That you let him make the decision. Well, Pastor, I don't know what he's saying. Okay. If you abide in me and my word is living in you, you will hear. If all the other stuff's going in, it's playing over where you can't hear him. So it's not really the question of you hearing him. It's the question of what you're actually listening to. It's the question of what's getting played over and above. Are you worrying above what you know about him? Are you thinking about what so-and-so did to you above that? Or what's going on in your thinking? What are you allowing the devil to take the place of that still small voice? And listen, we could all give up and give a, which we won't, but we could give that testimony of how we messed up on that. And the Lord comes along and says, hey, come on. You're letting that rule you. Why are you letting that rule you? Why are you letting what they said rule you? It doesn't rule you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, we're going to do this, and we'll come down the home stretch. John 15:7 again. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you will and it shall be done to you. The word abide there is so important. We need to know that. When Jesus told us to obey his commandments, to keep his word, he wasn't telling us to follow a bunch of rules and regulations. Keep that in mind. He was telling us to allow the word, which is a living thing, to make its home in us. He was telling us to spend time with it, to meditate on it, to fill our minds with it, to fill our mouths with it. Start saying something. You know, it's interesting. We'll talk and talk and talk and talk and talk and talk and talk about a lot of stuff. But are you talking the word? Are you talking the word? You can talk about a lot of stuff. And a lot of it's okay. But are you quoting a scripture? Are you ever talking the word? Are you, you know, what's your conversation about? What's your conversation when you're by yourself? You could just say, you know what, Lord? I was reading what you said about that. And he'll come along and say something to you about that very thing. I was meditating on if I abide in you. And your word abides in me. Your rhema, your living word abides in me. That would be Zoe life on the inside of me. That word comes alive. And that word brings up faith. And so if word brings up faith, then whatever I say is going to come to pass. And it's God's will. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So Paul put it this way. He said, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. That's Colossians 3:16. Most believers don't even know what that means, and that's why they're short on power. They don't know how to let the Word of God dwell in them and think about it. This is not rocket science. It's pretty easy. Oral Roberts once said that when the Word is really abiding in you, when it's alive and producing like it should, you can hear it. You can hear the Word. It'll start rising up on the inside of you. You know what it's like when you have a song and it keeps coming back up, That song keeps, that's what the Word should be doing in you. The Word keeps coming back up. I look toward the hills from whence comes my help. My help comes from the Lord. That starts rising up in you. These words will rise up on the inside of you. That's how it should be, just like a song. Amen. Right now, the kids' song is in my mind because Pastor Deb's been singing it all the last few days. I am a Christian, a mighty, mighty Christian. Praise the Lord. But that's a good song, I guess. Better than singing Dancing Queen, I guess. Did I do that? This is what I say to you. If you abide in me and my word abides in you, you'll ask what you will. Yeah, and it shall be done unto you. Amen. Think about that. Think about that. How fast can, see how fast that got in your mind? You could hear the organ and everything real quick. It's amazing. What if the Word does that in you?
Yes.
I'm just proving my point right now. It's proving prayer. Just like a song rises up, a psalm ought to rise up. How about Psalm 1? Blessed is he. Just start that psalm going through there. You don't take bad advice. Don't hang around with wrong people. All that kind of stuff just start coming out in the first verse. It's just good stuff. Amen. Thank you for it, Lord. So, here's the thing. There's just been times when I've been in situations, I would just wonder what I'm going to do. You know, what am I going to do here? What are we going to do here? And I just hear a scripture. And I hear that scripture, and then I'd know exactly what to do. And I know every one of you have done that too. You've heard a scripture in your heart about your situation, and you know exactly what to do. Amen? Don't override that. Sometimes that Tabasco sauce will want to override that. Sometimes victim mentality will want to override that. Sometimes you're just so mad or you're so hurt that you're going to go, I know what that says, but I want to. Don't let it override. Let the Word have the heavy weight. Let the Word have authority. Let the Word have the authority. Listen, most of us in here have been Christians for more than 10 years. Oh, man, don't you think by now? Think by now we ought to get a little of it. Think by now we ought to be able to cast down imaginations, to forgive, to move forward, to not spin, to not just stay. I think by now we can. I think by now we can. We get a lot of good word. We listen to a lot of good teachers. I think by now we can be, as Claudia says, all in. Amen. We can be all in. Praise the Lord. Now, It does take a quality decision to do it. I am the vine, you're the branches. Whoever lives in me and I in him bears much abundant fruit. However, apart from me, I told you I was going to mention this to you. However, apart from me, cut from the vital union with me, you can do nothing. If a person dwell not in me, he is thrown out as a broken branch. Now, that doesn't mean you're thrown out of heaven. This is telling you you're deprived of influence. That's what it's saying. When you disconnect and you go the flesh way, you're deprived of your power, of your influence. The flesh is kryptonite, okay? You gotta stay in the right juice. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. So, John 15:11, these things I've spoken unto you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full. The joy of answered prayer.
Yes.
Now, that's saying this. My purpose for telling you things is so that the joy that I experience will fill your hearts with overflowing gladness. I'm telling you, Jesus is saying, I'm telling all you disciples, which is all of us, this is going to work for you. This will work for you. Now, and you're going to overflow with joy because it is working for you. And you're going to have answered prayer and God's going to be glorified because you're going to speak to things and it's going to happen. You're going to receive your healing. You're going to become an influence. You're going to, all these things are going to happen. You're going to rise to the top. The cream will rise to the top. The kids are going to come in. Everything's going to, you know, it's just going to work. So I'm going to close with this, and I know this can be taught on several levels. Abiding in him and obeying him will produce the fruit of good works, okay? It'll cause you to have the fruits of the Spirit flowing, right? It'll cause you to, you know, be able to love, do have the love walk. Let me just say it like that to cut it short there. But there is a deeper level in this context. Are you still with me?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's about what you receive in and put out. Hear and say. That's what this is about. It's what you hear and what you say. So if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask. Your prayers are answered. How many thermostats are in the room? Okay, now, what do? When we get on there and pray, what happens? I'll come here, all this stuff starts coming up. All this stuff to pray for. Oh, I feel like we need to pray for Israel. Oh, we need to pray for our dachshund puppy. Look what happened there. And prayer is trafficky, okay? It can be very trafficky because Holy Ghost is moving. And so everything will come up from the car that Joy's supposed to be driving to praying for the president to this, to that. All these things come up. Who's giving you that?
Right.
Holy Ghost.
Right.
And so you have the joy of answered prayer. You have we just saw the joy of answered prayer when we went over into this year. And we're seeing the joy of answered prayer for the last 100 days.
Right,
they just busted a big ring of sex trafficking. Did y'all see that? Glory to God. I mean, big, and just all these, what's that drug called? Fentanyl and all that. That's getting busted all over the place. I saw a film of what's going on at the border. Nothing. Glory to God. Now, is that all because of Mr. Trump? No, it's because God showed us what to pray. That's the joy of answered prayer. And I like it when he speaks right back to me when I ask him a question. And guess what he does? And if you're tuned in, you'll hear it. Sometimes I'll wait because I'm not tuned in enough. But eventually I will. And then sometimes he'll just give a little shout to me. You're not receiving that. I'm like, oh, okay. I'm glad he talks to me like that. Praise the Lord. So, this is about producing results. Yes, by obedience. Yes. But by hearing and saying. Church, that's how you work the obedience process. You can't work the obedience process like this. Well, the Lord told me to do that, and I don't want to. That won't work. You have to be willing and obedient. And how are you going to do that? You're going to have to say, I am willing. I am willing. That's what he wants to hear from you. And then, you know, well, I did it. I didn't want to. That's not good enough. It's not good enough. But what's going to cause you to be willing? Saying it. Just say it. I can. I will. I can do this for you, Lord. I can step out and do this. I am free to do this. And when you start saying you can do something, then I can do all things through the Anointed One and His anointing because it strengthens me. I can do this. I can. Sometimes it's like I can face another day. Sometimes you feel like that. You ought to come up out of that and be going, I can do this. Right? This is going to be good. I'm telling you, we're going for glory. And it's getting bigger and bigger on the inside. So we've had the mentality of, I'm closing right now. We're even early. We've had this mentality of God's presence with us. Lord, we want your presence with us. Thank you for the glory. Thank you for your presence with us. He wants our presence with him. Yes. Come up here, he said to John. Start thinking about it like that. Mix it up. Not just, Lord, if you come down here into my bedroom right now and give me a glory ball. Hit me with a glory ball, Lord. Hit me with a glory. Why not just come on up? Why not just come on up? Hey, Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Jesus, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I praise you. I give you glory. Thank you for my life. Thank you for my friends. Thank you for my church. Thank you for my job. Thank you for my house. Thank you for my poodles. Thank you for my garden. Thank you for my car. Thank you for the clothes I have on my back. Thank you for the Bible. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that I have a job. Thank you that I have a house. I'm not under the bridge. That's something to think about. But what about, he wants our presence with him. And not die and go to heaven, but right here on earth, right here now. Moses went to the tabernacle. When Moses went to the tabernacle, the glory came. Let's think about it that way. Let's instead of, Lord, we're going to worship until the glory comes in. How about if we just go up? Yeah. How about if on Sunday morning, just go up? Just go up and worship God. And then there's the glory because the glory's up. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Y'all receive this tonight? Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to abide with him. We're going to go to a higher place. We're going into his presence. And that's the way you get anything else, is just go get it from him. Amen. Now, how do you, just real quick, how do you get into his presence? Words. Same way you do anyone else. You want to go to lunch tomorrow? There's where we get in each other's presence. You can come down to the house. By the way, I dropped a mosquito off at y'all's house a while ago. It got in my car on the way. Just want you to know. Might bite Minnie Pearl, so don't let him get out there. But I was driving by, and he was flying around in my car. And this is a country story, isn't it? Write this one down, Mac. So the skeeter was flying around in front of me, and I thought, when he gets right here in my face, I'm going to open that window. And he did, and he flew out, and I went, I let him go at Larry and Jesse's house. So now they have an extra mosquito. And I know you're thinking, what in the world does this have to do with abiding? Nothing, but I just want to tell you the story. How do you fellowship with anyone? With words. Constant contact, abiding will bring knowledge of his will, and then you can say it, and then you can have it. Yes. What do you want me to have? What do you want me to do? What do you want me not to do?
Come on.
Amen? You can do all things.
Right.
Amen. Father, we thank you. Lord, we do abide in you. We love you so much. We're so grateful for you. We're so thankful for you. Father, I thank you for all that you're doing. I thank you for Victory Church. I thank you, Lord, that it was created with words. I thank you, Lord, that we can create, that we can have whatever we say. And so, Father, we come to the courts of heaven today, and anything negative that has been spoken in conversation or confession, we declare a crop failure over it, and we plead the blood of Jesus. And Father, we say what you say in Jesus' name. Amen. God loves you. We love you. Stay in victory. Bye.